Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.
It is our chance to talk with Giants manager Gabe Kapler before game one of this series here in San Diego, the Giants and the Padres. And Cap, before we get to some other stuff, there were some more moves today. And unfortunately for Evan Longoria, I think we all kind of knew something was wrong yesterday during the game, but that ball that came up and got him in the thumb, turned out he broke his thumb.
Not surprising that that was a serious injury. Just looking at Longo's face, he's got a really high pain threshold and tolerance. It's actually kind of surprising that he stayed in the game. The ball was hit really hard, and obviously it clipped him pretty good. So super disappointing end to actually a pretty good season for Longo, and some really big moments for him. He was right in the middle of some big wins. And for me, just having a chance to riff on Evan Longoria as a player and as a teammate, he's still plenty of life in his body, plenty of bat speed, power. Like, he hit some balls out of the ballpark in our ballpark to center field. We've seen a lot of balls get up there and die, and he's been a good defender for us. What a high quality teammate he's been. Always accountable to his teammates and a really good mentor to a lot of our young players. So tough way to end the season. But yeah, really excited that he's still in San Diego with us. We had the choice, like, should he come on the trip with us? And 100% he needs to be here for the end of this season.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear you say that, because you do have a really good perspective on him, having played with him and now being a part of this Giants organization with him. So Bryce Johnson is here. You also made a move on the pitching side.
Andrew Vasquez is on the roster. Zapucki hits the IL. Zapucki's had some like hip tightness and impingement. So we figured it was best to just kind of shut him down. Some of the stuff at the end of the season turns into an injury that we really need to be concerned about. And most of the time it's about a smaller thing coupled with some workload management. So that's not kind of the case with Zapucki. Andrew Vasquez gives us another left-handed arm in the pen to replace Zapucki. And, you know, on a day like today, when the Padres have three tough left-handed hitters in the lineup, it's going to be nice just to have that available to us. We have a few lefties who can go. Alex Young can still go. We could use Harlan Garcia. We would prefer to give Alex Young the day off today and just use Harlan for a bigger bulk moment in today's game.
Okay, and we'll talk more about today's game when we come back, because it is a day where Gabe and his staff are going to have to cover some innings on the pitching side. We'll have more with Cap right after this. Back here in San Diego, so it's a day where, I don't know if we're calling these bullpen games or whatever we're calling them, but John Brebbia gets the ball first, and I don't know. I mean, it's to me, it's such a credit to him the way he has approached that job this year, and it's not like he's the only one, but he's the primary one on this team that comes to mind, where you asked him to do it, and not only has he said okay, he's thrived in that role.
I was going to say, I don't know if anybody's done the fun exercise of his splits, like what he does in when he opens a game and what he does in his regular role in the bullpen. But I would imagine that his numbers as an opener are really, really good. He's been consistent for us. He's really gotten the job done. And as you mentioned, he's up for it. He wants these opportunities. This is start number 10 for him. So that's pretty impressive. I mean, a good chunk of his appearances have been starts for us. And we see John as not just an effective major league reliever, not just an effective major league opener, but also a very flexible individual and somebody who just wants to win baseball games.
You talk about getting to the finish line at the end of the year. Can you imagine Johnny never shaves during the year? And here we are 3 days away. How is he going to get that thing off?
I wonder if is that a barbershop visit? Is there like a TikTok video that gets made about it where he shaves half of his beard? But whatever he does, it will be entertaining. So I would love to be a fly on the wall for that moment.
And Sean Jelly is back with you on the active roster. I would imagine Sean's a guy you're going to lean on for some innings tonight.
I mean, in a perfect world, we may do it this way, we may not, but we just hand the ball to Jelly and see how far he can take us after Brebbia. You know, that could be five innings, it could be six. We hope that it's not shorter, because if it's shorter, it's really going to compromise us in the days to come. But again, he's going to go out there and give us his best effort. We hope that it's a lot of strikes and a lot of quick contact, and you know, we get through today with a pretty healthy bullpen for tomorrow.
Last thought. I know you all wish these last three games were your push to the playoffs, or you're getting ready for the playoffs, and they're not that. Part of me wished that they were going to be really important games for the Padres too, and now the Padres have clinched, so that role of spoiler, whatever you want to call it, is gone. But I don't know if you feel the same way. I was kind of hoping that your team could come down here and make it tough on them.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the first point, we wish this was an opportunity for us to get into the postseason. We wish that we were setting up our rotation for a postseason series. And that's, we all have to just look ourselves in the mirror and say, how can we do this better going into 23? And we will. With respect to what the Padres are playing for, I actually think it's kind of interesting. Right now, I think they're set up to play the Mets. If things stay the same, they're going to play the Mets, and then they're going to play the Dodgers if they were able to get by the Mets. And if they don't, they will be in it. So if they end up losing a couple of these games, then they would end up playing the Cardinals and then ultimately have to go through the Braves, potentially. Like, these are some things that are still up in the air. So I wonder how the what the Padres would like to see happen here in this series. But it's worth asking that question, because I'm sure they have all of their projections. I think they have their internal feelings about what the best path for them is to the World Series. And it'd be interesting to see the way the Padres, you know, set these three games up.
Let's watch it play out. That's the Giants manager, Gabe Kapler. We'll get you ready for the ball game right after this.
Hey, everybody. Brian Murphy here. And you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.